And she thought all of a sudden we're getting married. I'm like, hey,
this is being you're on camera, like this is being recorded. But anyway, hey, that's fine.
Well, she did try to say a rape or something because it was my friend because
I got a question.
Said, what's date? She talked about getting married, and I'm like, dude, you offered.
Got a serious question though. Yeah. Now, when you had sex with her, well, you didn't actually have sex. She just gave you a blowjob. Then how did you get raped if she didn't get penetrated?
You did fuck her.
Like you actually.
No, I didn't actually.
Fuck exactly, her. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, well, so she has.
You know how a woman nowadays anything that she didn't feel she.
Yeah, but
she didn't agree to is that she was expecting something that she didn't clarify in the beginning.
Now, but listen, rape only counts when it's only the penetration is the rape. So I mean, sure she can pretend
do that and ruin your life.
I know that.
That doesn't change even when they find out it's a scam or a fraud.
I know that.
It still ruins your life already.
Yeah, I know that. But that's what I'm saying.
Anyway, what happened, it was my friend's wife's cousin. They hadn't been married that long, but she had told his wife, which is her cousin.
Right.
And she went to Caleb like, what's going on? You know, we can't have him around anymore.
Right.
He's like, what's going on? She told him. He would not do that. I'm telling you now, I know him. He would not do that.
Right.
And I know what kind of guy he is. He wouldn't do it.
Right.
And so she kind of put some pressure on her, like, you got to be honest about this because this could ruin somebody. And she said, no, he didn't. You know, she finally fessed up, and of course,
right
now I'm uncle my name, and you know, they're
I get you,
but she's got some rough things going on in her life now, and I think I was nice about it. I still, you know, they came over to hang out one time when I was over there, and I was a gentleman about it, nice,
right?
And she was married at the time, and she told her husband, oh, you know, we fooled around and all that. You aren't doing it now, are you? Like, no. Right. Anyway, he was beating her, so she divorced him.
Right.
And I bet she wished she had just got, because I didn't say I was out of the question of dating and getting to know her. I just said, we got to know if we have anything in common before we start, which is honestly, probably what you should do before you get a blowjob.
I know.
And when it's offered, it's hard to turn down that sweet, sweet, sucky goodness.
Well, I'm gonna start with that. I think that's good. So, all right. So, speaking of sweet, sweet, sucky goodness, or face, or breasts, or thighs, or her feet, sir.
Oh, let's see. Let's see what her face looks like with a, you know what? Hold her nose and she opens her mouth.
I could spend all night watching her. Listening to her soft breathing.
Boy, he looks like a skeevy dude.
Yeah, he does. Sleeping like an angel.
That computer generated.
Well, no, not all of them do, but this guy does. I mean, hey, by the way, guys, I know a lot of you guys like the AVNs. We got some really big
announcements.
Boy,
he's already got his hand in a jerk-off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
He's like,
Well, she's got her hand ready to just do the thing, right?
What he does, he should lay her hand on
and
then go to sleep. And then when she wakes up, she said, I must have subconsciously wanted to do this.
It's a fucking good idea.
Churn that butter.
But we do have some announcements here since you guys and the AVNs, and I know the AVNs are doing well because I'm looking at the view counts and I'm looking at the sub counts and things are going up. So, here's we got some news. First of all, we got two things. First of all, City of Broken Dreamers, that's going to be coming out pretty soon. It's got a little bit more work. But fucking episode 10 of Being a Dick is in the testing phases right now. They're doing bug fixes. He's played through the whole episode. It's finished. 13 hours. 15 hours if you do it meticulously. Yeah. That's a lot. You know how that's going to be a long episode, but it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because Being a Dick is just extremely well written. And he said he went through the Jill path. Of course, we probably won't get the Jill path because...
Not right away.
Yeah. But man, he just added 13 to 15 more hours on a game that's already... enormously long.
Yeah.
And it's still not finished yet.
Oh, yeah.
So we cannot wait to bring you 10.
It's gonna be awesome.
As soon as it gets here, we'll have it. And it's not going to necessarily upset Pink Cake because, one, he probably likes the promotion, and two, we're not playing the whole fucking game in one sitting. We're going to give you, you know, scenes. We want you guys to keep coming back and enjoy it.
Have you seen I'm Batman game demo video?
No.
This guy created a 1989 version of Batman the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you're playing a movie. But they haven't released it. He's playing his demo he's created, but he hadn't released one that anybody can get a hold of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the same thing with The Simpsons Hit and Run. There's a guy that remade The Simpsons Hit and Run from, like, brand new graphics and everything. He will not release it. You can look it up on YouTube, but he will not release a version to playable because of copyrights and stuff. But he made the whole fucking game. The whole thing! Remade it himself.
Can you not do it as a fan?
You can't because somebody's gonna bitch.
Well, if you're not...
I know.
...selling it.
It's... Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You're not selling it, but somebody's still gonna bitch. Anyway, let's get...
Let him bitch.
Yeah, he's snoring. And that is a very bad place to lay your head.
Well, it looks like he's got...
Oh, what's this? It's Blitz Challenge. It's a Blitz Challenge time. Come in 69 seconds to earn 69 points. Oh, I can do this. And after all the blue balling, I need just about 10 seconds. What the hell am I doing? I don't need any points anymore. Lydia's right here sleeping with me. I just need not to not fuck it up. And masturbating right in front of her after she almost got raped is a certain path to fuck things up, you dumbass. I have to stop my monkey brain from taking control in such situations. What the fuck?
No. No.
Why did it? Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Cancel, stop, cancel, uninstall, fuck, 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 fuck. I don't need this stupid app anymore. Screw it, just shut the damn thing off. That was weird. Oh, fuck, I hope I deleted the app before it uploaded this image anywhere. I should get some rest. Damn, this thing was so close to a fuck... This was so close to a fuck-up. Sometime later. Oh, shit!
Oh, we got point.
You've unlocked a new CG gallery. Oh. Thursday, 9:30 in the morning. Waking up next to Lydia, the perfect way to start a day. Good morning, sleepyheads. Oh, morning. Breakfast is ready. Get it while it's hot. Breakfast? Awesome. We'll be right there. Lydia's still freshening up, but I don't need to wait for her. I got used to it by the end, but I'm really sore now. Good morning, ladies. Morning. Hey there, Grim. Hey there. Is it still Allison? Absolutely. I'm Grim. Pleasure to meet you. Hey, Grim, you simply must tell me.
Hey.
Good morning. Hey, Lydia, how did you sleep last night? Good, great even, but now I'm super late for my class. I'll just grab some fruit and run. Hey, Lydia, would you like some coffee? Nah, I'm late enough already. Nah, I mean, would you like to get some coffee with me later today? Where, like at the cafeteria? I know just the place. Do you know Nora's Coffee House? I haven't been there. I think I know where it is, though. Maybe we can meet there later? Sure. Why not? After all, I owe you after yesterday. Great, I'll text you. See ya. Okay, Grim, Spill, you have to tell me about this. Yesterday you barely knew my best friend, but now it seems you know her so well she owes you. No, it's not anything like that. But something did happen. You both bailed on my show and ended up in bed together. Yeah, well, no, I mean, we just got to talk and kept talking all night, and then, well, we fell asleep. Fine, you don't have to tell me. I'll pull out the details. I'll pull the details out of her later. At least she's honest.
Yeah.
At least it seems like you're on the right track with her. Hey, guys, look at this. What's there? Just take a look. Is someone sleeping in my bushes? I think it's Daisy. Who? Ah, that Daisy. Hey, Daisy, wake up. Huh? Grim? Morning, come upstairs. We're having breakfast. Okay, just stop yelling.
Yep, this is the kind of woman you want. Find her in your bushes.
Ugh, what are you doing in my bushes?
What are you doing in my begonias?
Hey, how are you? Oh, coffee. I feel like I think I slept in some bushes. Not the smartest idea, huh? I don't remember how I ended up sleeping there. I remember those days, those nights.
Bush rat.
What is the last thing you remember? I was having fun. I was watching some butt fucking. Hello? Oh, hi. Then
participated.
Then we were drinking some vodka. Who were we? Vesna and Talia and me. Then they started making out. I think they forgot I was still there. So then I was looking for a place to pee and went to the bushes. That's how I ended up there. No shit, you knew we have toilets in the house, right? I don't even think I remembered there was a house. What was in that vodka? I'm guessing vodka? Yeah, probably vodka.
For sure.
Huh, I guess that would do it. Oh, Grim, do you know where Pete is? No idea, I haven't seen him this morning. My change of clothes is in his dorm room. I don't want to walk around like this all day. Do you know it's my dorm room as well, right?
Yay!
Oh yeah, that's great. Can we go there? Sure, you finished with your coffee? Caffeinated and ready to go. I bet she is. 10:30 in the morning.
We got some gallery pics.
We do, and I don't know how to... Oh.
CG gallery.
Mysterious girl.
Is she mysterious?
The party.
Well.
Ending. Okay, so we're about halfway through the game. So, day 4, breakfast at Men's, we're there. So, they could basically just look at the CGs that you've seen. Bonus content. Ooh.
Okay. Taco Tuesday. It's Taco Tuesday.
We got more. 2020. Okay, so they made that for 2020. Yeah, I like that.
That looks like 90210 ad or the OC ad or
mm-hmm.
Or the cock sucking in 2020 ad. Oh yeah,
Halloween bonus. Ooh, there's some Halloween bonuses, guys. We'll get to those. It doesn't look like Pete came back last night either. How can you tell? A lot of little things, mostly by the smell. Oh yeah, he does have a manly odor.
Want to get that coffee taste out of your mouth, sucking my dick.
And that cologne of his is pungent. Ha, that too. Cool, I'm gonna grab a shower. It's a good idea. I need to find my change of clothes. Should I ask her to join me? No, probably not. I was thinking with my dick. Things are going well with Lydia and... That is enough space for both of us, right?
Yes.
I like that diamond tattoo. Wow. What? Never seen a naked girl? That's Daisy to blow. Information.
Ask her to blow you. We've already been talking where this is going. She knows she wants it. She wants the taste out of her mouth from that coffee. That nasty coffee, you know?
I want.
Yeah.
Remember how yesterday we lost this challenge? Sure. Can you help me with this? My balls have been exploding since yesterday. Oh, did I leave him waiting all night? I think I can help you with this problem. Come here. I think he's happy to see me. But I would taste the tip first. Yeah, Asian women are into that. There's a lot of women that Asian women I've talked to had conversations with. You would do sexting and they basically say, oh, I want to lick the tip. Like, really? Like,
you can start.
They're really into that. I did not know that was a big thing. I think you're almost ready to come. From that? You want me to suck it? No, I'm not sure.
Oh, that's right. I'm not doing the thinking for me.
Yes. I have a better idea. Come here. Here you go.
What, a hand job?
A hand job? Dude, we just fucking downgraded. What a wonderful taste. Grind against my ass.
Accidentally.
Slip it in. There you go.
Oh, whoops.
Oh, damn. Must be the wind. Come all over my ass.
That.
I mean, come on, that's a hand job with a, it's like a extra bells and
that's
whistles.
That's like Scary Movie 2, I can do it myself.
It's a hand job with bells and whistles, because you have the butt to.
Well, that's where you get it.
And he's not even really grinding against the butt. That was weak. That was fun. Nothing starts a morning like a cum shower. Now I need another shower. The regular kind, with water.
Oh, and cum. What? Right?
So this was a lot of fun. Agreed, we should do it again sometime, but exactly. I'm not really looking for it. And if I'm honest, I'm kind of trying to hook up with someone else. Go Grim. You're going to rock her world. You think so? Definitely. Well, good. I like that she's on my side, you know? It's good.
Yeah.
Is that from Suzume? I think it is. Suzume is a romance anime movie. It did very well. It's online. Hey, my class got canceled. Do you want to meet up for coffee now? Damn, I have a class now. Her name is Lydia Cox.
Lydia Cox.
Yeah, that's what we didn't know. The Cox part.
She likes the Cox. But there's a deep, long line of Cox.
But there's no way I'm missing this opportunity. I'm on my way. We don't need... No, it... There... Yeah, we... Yeah.
My class got canceled.
I thought that was you.
No, that was some high quality audio graphics.
That was, they were doing. Yeah.
Okay, so much better.
Yeah, somebody was saying Pink Floyd are not the best. Like,
they're Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I know, but they're saying that there. What did they say? Today, just today, I have a friend of mine that works in the music industry. Because I still know people in there, you know, that's a thing. He said,
Korn did a version of it.
Yeah. He said, so apparently Pink Floyd is not top five all-time bands because they lack longevity and had no shelf life as an artist.
Where do you want to come down?
That is ridiculous. Listen to this. This guy said that... The guy said that Pink Floyd lacks longevity and they have no shelf life as an artist. That's bullshit.
That's why they're still selling merchandise of it.
Pink Floyd is the biggest progressive rock band in the world. They've got a Hall of Fame dedicated to them. They're an amazing act.
Well, that's just somebody that doesn't get what they were doing. And like I said, if they don't have
a
long shelf life, why are they still selling t-shirts, posters?
Why can I play Dark Side of the Moon right now and still fucking enjoy it?
I think kids don't realize how old their music is.
Yeah.
It goes back before my time for sure.
Yeah. And if you sync, you can sync Wizard of Oz up to Dark Side of the Moon.
Well...
But
it's not that old.
No. I'm saying that they've actually done... There's a thing that was called The Dark Side of Oz. Somebody made it.
Where they literally synced up the entire
Dark Side of the Moon with The Wizard of Oz.
Literally,
and it syncs up perfectly, apparently.
if she sucks the dick because she wants them there.
Okay, we're at the... Hey, Nora, how's my favorite barista? You're in a good mood today. Are you sure you need coffee? I've got a date, a coffee date, but hopefully.
Got a three-way.
And here I thought I would have you all to myself today. Where is the young lady? Or, she should be here soon. I guess I'm a bit early.
She got a goofy look on her face.
Or she's just fashionably late, building up your anticipation. Speaking of coffee date, yes, she does. I really enjoyed
all my teeth fighting to get away from each other.
I really enjoyed that blind date the other night. I'm glad. It certainly looked like you were enjoying yourself. Uh-huh. However, you said that you would do something to save my business. Of course. I've been a little busy lately. Now, keep in mind, this game was made in 2020. So this is as realistic as it might get. Funny that I haven't been. No worries. I've started working on a few ideas. I should have a solution for you soon. Well, you're definitely in the right business. Oh? My business is mostly about people getting to know people, learning about people, etc. Makes sense. Baristas are similar to therapists and bartenders. Yeah, and if I wasn't such a good barista, I doubt I could tell that you're spinning me a line of bullshit. Ouch! It hurts me to hear you say that. Look, I don't care what you've done or how you thought this would go, but there won't be any more dates for me, blind or otherwise, until my business starts turning a profit. Understood. No bullshit. I'll have something for you soon. I'm glad we cleared that up. So what can I get you? Nothing yet. I'll wait till she gets here. What's the most manly drink a guy can order? Looking to put some hair on your chest or make your hair stand up straight? Just trying to impress a girl. In that case, I suggest ordering 5 shots of espresso in a cup.
Make you shit yourself. Oh. You ever seen that robot chicken that they did the spoof of Batman? Where Catwoman's like, damn it, I've already had like 6 espressos, I'm about to shit myself. He's like, no, you stop, we're sitting here, and Alfred's going to come, and we're going to give the nod, and he's going to know I'm alive, and then it'll be awesome. And then he shows up right after they shit their pants. It's so damn good.
Wow, that sounds intense. The alternative is the Widowmaker, which starts by making a double shot of espresso and pouring the espresso and the grounds into the cup. What? I don't think I want to order anything called the Widowmaker while on a date. Good point. Alright, 5 shots of espresso in a cup. I'll order it when she gets here.
Time to shit your pants.
There must be an easier name for that drink. What do you call it?
The colon blaster.
my dad's coffee. Nice. Although, actually, it's only about half as strong as my dad's coffee. That's a little frightening. This is the right coffee shop. She said she'd be here soon. Today's fetish, enema. Ready your asses. Oh, well, I think he's not going to have to worry about that.
Espresso.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. What the hell am I doing? I thought I uninstalled this app last night.
Why would you ever be interested about shoving anything up your ass?
I don't need it anymore.
I mean, hold on. Don't answer that.
No, I don't want that. It was fun, but the only thing Fetish Locator can do for me now is screw things up with Lydia. Yep. Where is she? Gah, last night went really well.
Thing for Fetish Locator.
She's into you. She's not going to stand you up now. Yet there's this little doubt in my mind. Is this some weird prank? Am I being set up? No, that makes no sense. What could she gain by that? I guess I'm just worried it'll turn out like what happened to Stacy.
Sexy's girl.
2 weeks ago.
What?
Hey, what's going on? I heard some loud voices. Were you arguing with someone? Nothing really, just the usual argument with your mom. Huh? You two never argue. What's this about?
Your mom?
It's not important. Sit up, it's time for your tea. You can tell me about it.
Sisters or sister?
I don't know.
Sister and brother?
I don't know. I have. You just forgotten. Well, I seem to be getting healthier. Maybe I'll remember this time. I don't want to bother you with problems. You're sick enough. Maybe I can even help solve whatever's going on with you two. It's not important, really. I can handle it. Hey, Stacy, I know I haven't been a good friend lately. Your dad's away on business. I'm away at college. It's gotta be difficult. You've known my mom since we were kids, but she's not your family. You've just been living here until your dad gets back. You're my best friend. Even if I'm not here, I always want to be here for you. I've been so focused on my new life that I haven't made time for you. Can you forgive me? I want to help and give you emotional support. You know, you're a bit of an idiot. A sweet idiot, but still an idiot. There's nothing to forgive. I know you'll always be there for me if I ask. So tell me what's going on. Sure, you drink, I'll talk. It's kind of a long story. I'm not going anywhere. It's all about my body. Oh, really? Oh. Quiet, you just listen, okay? Sure. Oh. It all started with a boy. Oh. When you left, I guess I felt really lonely. I hadn't realized how important you are to me. I started talking to this guy in my CS class. He was kind of nice and gentle and well. I fell for him. We were spending a lot of time together, sitting close in class, and he was coming to my home to study in the evenings. And I talked to him a lot. I shared things I hadn't told anyone, and he seemed to be such a good listener. Till one day, when we were studying, he went out to talk to someone on the phone, and I was able to hear his conversation. He was talking to some girl and said that he is busy studying with this blabber cow. Oh!
Oh, that blabber cow.
It really took me some time to realize that the guy I liked so much actually called me that.
The
turns
new
out,
Nickelodeon sitcom Blabber Cow coming this fall.
Turns out he was there just to get help. Turns out he was there just to get my help with his CS assignments. After that, well, I guess I got a little vindictive. Oh yeah, what did you do? Nothing too evil, just giving him misinformation during our study sessions. His next assignment got the worst marks, and he never asked to help him again.
The worst mark? That must be in Britain.
Yeah, I know it sounds so stupid and childish. No, it's a situation where you needed me and I was not there for you. I'm so sorry for that. It's not your fault. I could have just called you, but instead I decided to act like an idiot and act like an idiot.
Do you want to hear about global warming? Oh, blabber cow. Oh,
but instead I decided to act like an adult and deal with my problems by myself. Problems? It seems like there was only one problem. Will you just listen? Sorry. I was not particularly unhappy with my body, but when a guy that I liked called me a cow, I wanted to do something.
Stop milking me. Oh, blabber cow.
I wanted
maybe
to
later.
Prove to myself that I have control over my body and can look however I want.
Oh, yeah.
I did some research and started doing this diet called keto. I think I heard something about that.
Okay.
It's getting popular now, but I picked it because I like the scientific explanation for how it works. I started keto in combination with intermittent fasting and some yoga. The results, well, you can see for yourself. You look terrific. That's the first thing I noticed when I came home. Thanks. So after I got into shape, the guy suddenly started hitting on me. I had the great pleasure to tell him to go fuck himself. That was my small win, and I was able to achieve it all by myself. Okay, but what are these arguments with my mom about? Well, she's simply against my diet and gives me a hard time because I'm refusing to eat what she cooks. Huh, I wonder, does she think it's unhealthy or what? Well, for her, providing food is her way of taking care of people. By rejecting the food she provides, it's like you're rejecting her. Maybe she just needs to know that you still care about her and you're willing to let her care for you. I hadn't thought about it like that. See? I can still be useful. Yeah, that's much better than what you said the last time I told you about this. What did I say then? Orange bicycles, radish, greenly. What? Well, you were running a high fever at the time. What's the diet about? One is about what you eat and the other is about when. The idea is to eat less carbs and more protein and fat. That way my body learns to produce energy from fat, not only the fat that I consume, it also learns to burn the stored fat on my body. The second part is about eating as rarely as possible. The best is once per day, but I've only been able to cut down twice daily. I have 2 meals within a 4-hour period and don't eat for the next 20 hours. Wow, that
really
sounds
depends.
Complicated. That's all pretty easy. The really complicated thing is stop consuming sugar. That was hardest for me. During the first month, I hated it, but I kept up with my diet. And yeah, your mom didn't make all this any easier. She was always trying to get me to eat bread, potatoes, rice. Well, that's what her generation thought was healthy. Yeah, what the breakfast cereal companies wanted us to believe. Don't tell me you become a dietary conspiracy theorist. You should know advertising is all about getting people to believe they need things they don't even want. Fair point. What do you eat instead? A lot of fresh vegetables and a ton of juicy meat. Also some cheese and nuts.
I got some juicy meat for you.
Okay, at least you eat meat. Of course, that's where all the energy comes from. I guess it sounds good, but I wouldn't be able to stop consuming sugar. What about natural sugars like fruits? Nope, no fruits for me.
Fruits for me.
Not even some fried apples with your pork chops?
Fruits can stay at the disco.
Nope. No pineapple chicken? I can have the chicken. No turkey with cranberry sauce during the holiday? Fuck cranberry sauce.
I love cranberry sauce.
Nuh-uh.
I like
that's impossible.
Cranberry sauce.
I might be able to avoid processed sugars, but could never give up fruit. I don't think you need this diet to stay in shape. You're quite sexy already. Swallows. I didn't mean. You're gonna make some women happy someday. Wait, did she just say women? Yeah. You did all of this just for some guy? What? No, didn't you listen? I did it for myself. I wanted to prove that I'm in control of my body. There's nothing wrong to have fat. I just decided not to. And being able to refuse an asshole who called me fat was just a cherry on
top.
There's
nothing wrong with being fat?
There's nothing wrong with... She said there's nothing wrong to have fat. She just said...
If you're a woman, you better cut those calories. No.
So...
Oh, blabber cow.
It wouldn't happen without him talking shit about you. Maybe, maybe not. We'll never know. Maybe I would have decided to do this diet anyway. But I agree that this situation gave me a push.
I know how to get comics back to America.
I just realized that you got your heart broken for the first time. Give me a hug. What? No, I was not heartbroken. Shut up, you moron. Don't be an idiot. I'm really happy for you. And I'm glad you're happy with yourself. I am. Just look at this. Who wouldn't be happy with that? Well, damn, that keto really worked for her. What's wrong? Lost your voice? No! Must be difficult to talk when your jaw is on the floor. Anyway, me and my fine ass should be packing. You should lay down and rest. You're getting better, but you're not well yet. Sweet dreams, my sweet idiot.
There we go! He acts like she stood him up.
Oh, good! There she is! Your class got canceled? Yeah, I don't understand that was bad.
That just sounded like he was just bragging about checking his stepsister's ass out.
Well, I mean, it is a nice ass.
What if she shows up and wants to give her ass to me?
It's a nice ass!
I'm talking to Lydia. Oh, Lydia. Not old blabber cow.
Your class got canceled.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten. Professor Lewitt is away for some religious retreat with her daughter.
She's a nipping.
I didn't know she had a daughter. Cynthia, I think you met her last night. She's Professor Lewald's daughter. Or Lewald, I said Lewald, Lewald,
she got
whatever.
Some of those bubbly areolas kind of stick out above.
Yeah, I like those. Huh, last night, Cynthia was at that party, and today she's off to a religious retreat. You need the kind that point up so you can point up and say, "Hi! We're boobs!"
Hey.
Yeah, hey, I can see that!
You see, this is a spot for a mouth of any sort, in any age. I mean, they're fun. You can slap them around a little bit.
It's like, hey, she's fertile. Check us out. Look how pointy we are.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Would you like to stick a dick between these two melons?
There you go. You know what they say, it's better to ask forgiveness than ask permission.
Yep,
I guess so.
Better awkward morning than a boring evening.
Right. How are you feeling? Fine. Couldn't be better. Why do you ask? Well, I heard you were sick. Have you been asking around about me? For a couple of weeks. Yeah, maybe I spoke to a few people. No worries, I'm fit and in perfect health. So what do they say about me? Well, I spoke to men. Oh, crap. She said that she'd been once concerned that you might get a better grade than she will. But then you disappeared for 2 weeks. I don't know if I was ever close to men's grades, but I'm still doing okay. You can't expect to beat her. Yeah, good point. I hope she didn't say anything bad about me. Don't worry, I think I learned everything I need to know about you last night. How's that? You attended that party and instead of hooking up with someone or several someones, you spent the night talking to me. We both even kept our clothes on despite sleeping in the same bed. Oh, this is worse than if she knew everyone I was with at that party. I'm about to be friend-zoned. No matter what anyone could tell me, I know you. Don't say it. Are a nice guy. Fuck!
Not that I didn't want to ravage
you. I hope you don't think I'm too nice of a guy. Well, you did start the night by kicking Jerome's ass. That's true. I mean, even then, you really swept in and saved the day. Although, now that you mention it, there's something I'd like to know. If it isn't too personal. What's that? Well, I was there because my best friend invited me, but I've heard that.
Hey!
Good morning! Welcome to my coffee shop! What can I get you two cuties this fine morning? Morning, Nora! I'll have a cup of your dad's coffee. Mm. Really? Wow. And what can I get you?
In front of her.
Good morning.
How's that going?
Hi, sorry, but aren't you Lydia Cox? Yeah. Oh, you must be a fan of my parents' music. Your parents? They're kind of famous. No, I guess I'm a fan of yours. Oh, yeah, I caught your performance last semester. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, it was fantastic. I was a bit off that day. I hadn't performed in... So then I found your website and started watching your videos.
I could perform for it.
That's very nice. And they were even better. You have an amazing voice. Thank you. Sorry, I'm gushing. It's kind of nice. I knew you were around campus, of course, but still. It's a nice place you have here.
Niagara Falls over there.
Thank you. All right. What would you like to drink? Can I get a hemp milk chai tea, iced? I'm sorry, we don't... Oh, okay. What juices do you have? Just coffee. Tea?
Ice cube up your ass,
coffee? Espresso? Cappuccino? I don't suppose there's any chance of a soy milk latte.
Oh.
That I can do.
Oh, that's such a bitch.
She's a woman, though. One soy milk latte coming right up.
Gonna make you lactate all over the place.
Yeah, I'm saying for women, estrogen is fine.
Even women don't need too much estrogen. Right. You know, that's what they do when a woman gets cancer. They give them stuff that cuts their estrogen. Does that help produce cancer?
Yeah.
Ain't that weird? Yeah. You bite an apple and a snake offers you, and all of a sudden cancer's easier to get.
And a cup of your father's coffee.
Uh-huh.
Right, that too. She's excitable. I think she's just flustered by your presence. Oh, do you know her well? I just met her this week, but this is becoming one of my favorite spots. I guess it's just weird to have someone fan out on me like that. Really? I figured that must happen to you all the time. Oh, people come up to me all the time to tell me how much they love my parents. Ouch. Yeah, well, it's been like that all my life. But you sing on your own. You even do solo performances. Only on campus, and afterwards all the old ladies come up and tell me how much they love my parents' music and how proud they must be that I'm blah blah blah. So how often do you meet a fan of your own? This is the first time. I don't really know how to handle it. Huh, twice in one day. What's that? Well, I'm a much bigger fan of Lydia Cox than of her parents. Ha, thank you, that's nice to hear. Damn it, I'm starting to hate that word. Nice.
Nice.
He's such a nice guy. He'd make a nice friend. He'll be a nice boyfriend for somebody someday.
I'd love to fuck your ass.
Hello.
Is it? My dick would taste great in your mouth. Is that nice? I'd love you to gargle on my balls a little bit. Nice?
Oh, sorry, I got lost in thought. Anything interesting? I was just wondering if you enjoy singing or if you just...
Wondering how my dick tastes? Delicious, I hear.
Or if you just do it because of your parents.
Two more yoga sessions, I might be able to taste it.
Oh, shit. Oh, well, both. When I was a kid, I guess I did it because my parents taught me. Then I had my rebellious teenage
exactly.
years where I tried not to sing, but that never really lasted long. Oh? I would finish some recital and storm out saying that I would never do that again. Then a couple days later, I'd find myself singing in the shower and forgot that I swore off it. Sounds nice. Yeah, bathrooms really have terrific acoustics. Oh, I was just thinking about you in the shower. Ah, you jerk. Wait, I didn't mean... No, I was joking. Yeah, and so was... Right, obviously. Huh, I guess that answers that question. What question was that? Well, I couldn't help wondering if this was coffee. Or, you know... Oh, and what was your answer?
Coffee and butt fucking? Yes.
Hot and fresh, just like me. Thank you. Hey, Nora, does this coffee shop ever do open mic nights or anything like that? Wait, what are you... Okay, oh, it's not set... It's set up for it, but not many people. It's set up, like, ready to use any time? Oh, no, no, you don't... What, you don't want to hear me sing? Ha! Ha, go ahead, then. Well, not ready to use, but it could be set up in a few hours. Oh, okay. Sorry about going all fangirl on you before. Oh, no, we were just talking about it. You're my first. Really? You're apparently the first fan of hers rather than her parents.
Oh.
No way. It's true. Oh, well, I just wanted to apologize for making you uncomfortable. It's a bit startling, but also the good kind of surprise. Enjoy your beverages. If you need anything, just holler at your barista. So,
here, lady, drink some of my coffee and get you ready for butt sex.
So, how do you
clean
do...
Clean as a whistle.
So, how do you do it? I do what now? You missed 2 weeks of class and still keeping up. How? Oh, that's easy. All the lectures are recorded, right? You watched them while you were out sick? Nah, easier than that. I watched the previous year's lectures earlier in the semester.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I never thought of that. Yeah, they're all in the campus network. So why do you even go to class? Mostly to chat with people, but every once in a while there's something new and surprising. By the way, part of the reason I've been spending time at this coffee shop is related to my studies. Really? How's that? Well, I'm into business administration, right? Is that your major? Yes, so anyway, this place is on the verge of going under. Yeah, I haven't seen anyone else here. I just figured it wasn't a popular time. Unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be a popular time. Everyone knows this place, but nobody comes here. I wonder why. That's what I'm trying to figure out and fix. Well, the menu seems a bit skimpy. Most coffee shops serve other things
like
as
food.
Well. Yeah. Have you been to many? Yeah, my parents travel a lot and I used to go with them. Sometimes it's airport coffee shops, sometimes it's local places where they played. Maybe you could help me with this project. Sure, what do you need? Well, two things, called a short-term goal and a long-time goal. Term goal. Interesting, you've got me curious. The long-term goal will rely heavily on my business knowledge and your knowledge of coffee houses to turn this place into a... To turn this into a place that prints cash. That sounds like fun. The short-term goal is to just get butts and seats.
Live sex shows. Hear me out.
Do something to make people not just aware this place exists, but actually come in and buy something. How do
we
do that?
Donkey from Valdez is coming one night only. Tijuana in Britain.
We use your fame, popularity, and beautiful singing voice. Have you ever heard me sing? I've watched some of your videos. Really? Here I thought that Nora was my only fan. Bah, I've seen the numbers. You get hundreds of likes on each of your videos and have almost 1,000 followers.
Pornhub's really blowing up.
Maybe. So what do you think? Will you do it? Wait a second, is this some kind of setup? Huh? Did you go out of your way to meet me yesterday just so you could get my help with this project of yours? Nope, it just occurred to me while we were sitting here. I don't know, this seems a little suspicious. I promise I'm far more interested in you than I am in this project. You're not just trying to exploit me for my meager fame? Ha, nope, exploiting your fame is just a cherry on top. Alright then, so what do you want from me? I thought that was obvious. Oh, you mean, I mean for your project's... Oh, you! I mean for your project's short-term goal! Do you want me to tell my friends about this or something? Better, I want you to sing. Do a little concert here, nothing formal, just a coffee shop gig. And if I post about it beforehand, maybe even get my parents to share it online. Exactly. That's really smart. Thank you. Alright, let's do this. Excellent. How's your latte? Perfect. Actually, it's even better than perfect. Is there a word for that? Yeah, I call that a Lydia. Ah, but you're laying it on a bit thick. So is it good? It's good? Yeah. I wasn't expecting much based on the menu, but this really is the best damn latte I've ever had. How's your... What did you order? 5 shots of espresso in a cup. She calls it her father's coffee. Wow, I guess you like being awake! Surprisingly, it's really good. Surprisingly, you've never had it before? Oh, no. What made you order it today? Well, I mean, we were up all night talking. I wanted to be wide awake. Well, that makes sense. And to be perfectly honest, I kind of wanted to impress you. Well, if you finish it, consider me impressed. Oh, I finished it a while ago. I was actually thinking about ordering something else. Not more of the same. Don't get me wrong, it was good, but I think I want to be able to sleep sometime this week. Good thinking. I wonder if she has some decaf. Well, let's not go crazy. Maybe just something with less caffeine. So I was going to ask you, would you like something else? I was thinking about trying one of those lattes. Oh yeah, can I have another? Of course. She's really cute. I like this place. Are you into... Not like that, silly. She's just fun to be around. Yeah, there's a terrific energy in this space. Yeah. As if a million voices cried out at once. And were served delicious coffee beverages. Fresh and hot, just like me. You used that one already. Oh, then steaming hot and covered with a thick, frothy cream.
Exactly. Live sex chef.
That's enough. Here's your latte. Thanks, I'll never be able to look at one the same again. Ah, you're gonna think of me every time.
Yes.
Yes. You're right, yes. She's fun to be around. So Lydia, do you want to tell her or should I? Wait, I don't think I actually agreed. Yeah, but you're going to. Yeah, I guess you're right. Tell me what? Oh, are you two eloping and want me to be the minister? What? No! You can do that? Yep, it's amazing what you can do for free online. I'm a Dudist priest. I don't even want to know. Anyway, that's not what... Do you think this coffee house could be ready for a little event by Saturday?
It looks like she just had a coffee in them.
Sure, what kind of event? Just a little coffee shop gig featuring your favorite singer.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, really.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. You think she was the one getting married?
9999!
Right!
Yes, yes, yes.
Wait, what? This is so awesome. I'll start making calls and getting things ready. So Saturday evening works for you? Oh my, yes. I need to get the sound guy and put up posters. He talked you into this, didn't he? He did. I never doubted for a second. You're my new favorite person. Oh, I thought I was your favorite person. You both are. Come here. Whispering. Ha, lol. Wait, what am I missing? Hey, Nora, what'd you say to her? Oh, that. Ha, ha, ha. Nothing, really. No, really, what'd you say? It was nothing, really. I just said that she was lucky that I'm such a fan of hers. Otherwise, I would try to steal her boyfriend. Sorry, I need to answer this. Sure. Hello. Boof.
Boy, he looks like such a...
Hello. Boof. What the hell? I wanna your ass in my dick in a mouth. What? Ambrose? Ambrose Jenkins! Ha 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 ha. Ambrose, are you drunk? I'ma say something important. Where
She's
are
my
you?
Sister.
I'ma gonna get 5,000 to see this. Ambrose, calm down. Just tell me where you are. Okay, I love we. Why? Bye. Who the fuck was that? What was that? I really don't know. Wow, can you believe how long we've been here? Yeah, so I think I need to go check on a friend. Sounds like it. You want to come with? We could grab some lunch at the cafeteria before it closes.
Yes.
I'd love to. Really, but this sounds kind of urgent and problematic. Okay,
why
sure.
Why can't you have the choice to say, fuck my friends?
Okay, sure. I hope your friend's okay. There's something I've got to ask you before I go. What's that? So, was this just coffee or, you know, let's say it was just coffee. Oh. That way we can call Saturday our first date. Oh. Awesome. Okay,
awesome.
Well, I better get going. I'll see you Saturday.
And he goes, fuck her. And says,
yeah, for
well,
real.
Hey, it's before we dated. We just had coffee.
Looking forward to it. Go take care of your friend. See you, Nora. If you see your friend, tell them I want a second date. I'll set it up for tonight. Great. Okay. So, we got through the whole date with Lydia.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was just coffee.
It was just coffee.
Oh, blabber cow, always got something to add.
Man, I tell you what, it's starting to get a little more interesting, I guess. I mean, not as crazy as the one we played where you can actually get in relationships with and get the girls pregnant. That's, yeah, that's called Tales of the Unending Void. Ooh. It's, yeah, it's
that
a...
sounds like a
it's a
void.
Space, and it's real, like, there's...
Why am I so fertile?
It's got a dummy filter in it, basically. They put some real... They put words in there that I couldn't... I had problems pronouncing. So, well, basically...
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No. They had some collegiate words in there. I was like, holy shit. So, whoever wrote it... I mean, they're very good at what they're doing, but... they basically had a robot that they were... basically going to burn, and it was saying all these things, and a lot of them were very just thick as far as language is concerned. So yeah, it took me a while. Also, a lot of the things that you pronounce are the planets and ships and stuff, they're spelled a funny way, so you have to, you know, pronounce. It's like they're basically trying to fuck with the English language, I think. But the guy that does it is Perverteer, and he's known for his
Perverteer
game. Now, Perverteer started out with a game called Sisterly Lust, and it's not what you think. And it looks like it might...
Oh, they're only step?
Yeah, they're only step. It's a weird situation. But,
you know,
that game is actually considered to be pretty good. And then there's this one, which he's in the second season of, and there's going to be 3 seasons. He's on chapter 17.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So... That game I'm probably going to get back to at some point, but not right now, because, I mean, it seems to have done pretty well. And I was looking at it and Fetish Locator, and it seems to have done better than Fetish Locator, just by a couple hits. So we'll see. I mean, I do want to continue Fetish Locator because, you know, there's two... There's,
that is good.
Yeah, it's not that long either.
It's getting good.
Yeah. and...
What happened to his friends? Like, we don't even hear Beth.
Yeah.
After her...
Well, I'm kind of going to cut this one for now, and we'll get back with this one a little later. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Fetish Locator.